That's all I'm going to say by way of notices. And Mags, it's great to have you with us. Thank you for coming and spending time. We've, between us and our two churches, we've probably rather got our money's worth from you because you've just come from Christchurch. Mags, do you want to come up? You've got a presentation for us. And then if we have time, we might have time for a few questions afterwards.
Shall I move back to the side again?
Might be good.
Sorry. Just I'll be in the way of the pitch. That's all the only reason. Whichever's better, which is easier. Does that get me all right?
Yeah.
Just, I do tend to move and wave a bit, as you know. Do you realise it's 32 years since I first came here? How many people were here then? There's a few still. That's good. Yeah. Incredible, isn't it? Time has flown by. So I'm trying to summarise 34 years in Paraguay. Not very easy in a short time. To remind everybody, though, there's Paraguay in the heart of South America, right in the middle, and we were working in Asunción, the capital city. What was quite amazing... was the BBC named Paraguay as the happiest country in the world. We thought that was brilliant. We were really chuffed. Because it is a happy country. It is a happy place. When we first went, it was anything but. It was all, oh, it's Paraguay, what do you expect? And people were down on themselves and they were almost ashamed of being Paraguayan, with the dictatorship and all the things that went with it. And then gradually over the years with democracy, it's changed. And we thought that was brilliant. And we hope that some of our pupils, ex-pupils out there, made part of that being the case, that Paraguay is the happiest country. And you can see there were lots of smiles everywhere. School was happy. We enjoyed being there. But one of the big things is, Paraguay is there in the middle of South America, and all around it are huge countries that are in chaos. Brazil, you keep seeing things about, and Argentina on the news, Venezuela, are all having a terrible time. But in Paraguay, it's growing, it's thriving. Beef is now amongst the best in the world. It's being exported to Europe, to Taiwan, to Russia, all over the place. And it's being recognised for its high quality. And soya and palm oil have become major exports. So they're doing really well at the moment, and things are good, and people are positive. And they're pleased with what's happened. We've got a World Trade Center. I mean, who would think of a World Trade Center in the middle of Asunción? You'd have never thought it a few years ago. So it's doing well. And I wanted to share these verses with you, really, because you are part of the labourers together. It's not just us. We were the fortunate ones chosen to be out there. Quite often, I can remember standing in the middle of the charco with the kids, doing jobs, they were working, and thinking, God, how come I'm here out of 60 million people in England, and I'm here? And I couldn't quite believe it, really. You know, it was an amazing, amazing privilege. So, what after all is Apollos? What's Paul? Only servants through whom you came to believe as the Lord has assigned to each his task. These two ladies here were the founders of the school, Auntie Thea and Auntie Jocelyn, as they were known to everybody. And there's some of the kids. Paul says, I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God's been making it grow. And that's really what we felt about the school, that Auntie Thea had planted. These other dear ladies there were watering, but God was the one making it grow. It's been his hand over the school. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. It's changed the font on your computer, and that's why the words are shut off there. But that was the first day of the school. Six little four-year-olds, and that was the primary school upwards. As we were leaving, that was our farewell service in the cathedral. So you can see the little acorn has grown into a mighty oak tree now. And it's quite amazing. The one who plants, the one who waters have one purpose, and they'll each be rewarded according to their labour. These two guys here, Greg Venables was the head when I went out. He's now the Archbishop of the Southern Cone and Archbishop of Argentina. And the guy measuring down on the floor is Dr. John Stevens, who was another head as well. So we're like showing how all these people have played their role. For we are co-workers in God's service. You're God's field, God's building. That was John Stevens and his wife Bonnie. He came just as the school was falling down into a hole, and he was an engineer by profession, and he organised the complete rebuild of everything that was about to disappear down this great big hole. And then Eileen and Molly, she was also the headmistress for a long time, and then Gwen and I, who then took over. And that was our field. That was the secondary, the last year that we were there. Auntie Thea Wedgwood, who was the Wedgwoods of Wedgwood Pottery, was in Asuncion because she'd been ill. She'd been working in the charcoal, and she wasn't allowed to go back because she'd had TB, and it was too dangerous for her out there. So they said, stay in Asuncion, and you could start a little kindergarten. So being Auntie Thea, she'd talked to all the neighbours round about and found lots of English families. And the first day, they started with six English-speaking children who lived round about. And those were the first families that began St Andrew's College. And it was just this in the vestry of the English chapel, in a little room that was really tiny. It's since been extended, but it was really tiny. But among those families were some cousins of one of them. And the cousins were the grandchildren of the president at the time, which was President Stroessner there in the middle. And he was the dictator. He was there for 54 years as a dictator. And his grandchildren also went along to the school. And nobody understands why anybody would send their children to this little school that only had 20, 30 kids by that point. And you were the president of the country, you know, and your kids went to that school. It was an amazing start. It was God's planning, God's way of doing things. And also there was Fray Bentos, you know, the corned beef people. They had a big ranch and a big factory there. And a lot of English people were there, so they sent their kids to here as well. And then the other people at the ranch, the vets and other workers there, wanted to send their children as well. And so gradually the school started growing in ways that were totally unexpected. So it's been quite exciting. Once the grandchildren, the president went, then other people wanted to send their kids as well. So it grew a bit more and a bit more. You can imagine. At the moment, there's millions of people wanting to get in. Auntie Thea had said that she hoped the school would produce Christian leaders for the country. She was thinking doctors and professionals, lawyers, people that would have influence on the country. And there'd been a few senators and deputies and people so far. And then she added, who knows, maybe one day we'll produce a president. As they say in Spanish, dicho y hecho. Said and done. There's our ex-pupil becoming the president of Paraguay, which was the most amazing experience. But over the years, we've had to have a few new buildings. We started in the chapel. That wasn't a lot of good. Auntie Thea's auntie mortgaged her house in London to buy the first buildings for the school to start. And then they just kept buying little buildings and making it bigger and bigger. Till we fell in the hole. And then we had a whole new building. And then this last year, we did a whole refurbishment because a couple of dads in school who were ex-pupils said, we've got to sort this rabbit warren out. We've got to make it better. So they did a massive refurbishment. And the day before we'd been in school, there, the bottom picture there, it was chaos. There were like 50 men in that entrance trying to sort it out. The floor was half in. There were cables hanging from the ceiling. And we're thinking, we're never going to start tomorrow. It's going to be chaos. And in the end, the architect said to us, look, will you just go home? Leave us to it. And they worked the whole night. And the next morning, we arrived at school to find that meeting us. And honestly, the two of us walked up the path and just went. We couldn't believe our eyes. And neither could the kids or the parents when they arrived either. It was crazy. quite amazing. But it's been over 50 years now since the school started. And we really felt that we've had massive privileges and blessings of seeing fruit of what other people had planted and watered. We knew that we had to carry on planting. We still had to go on sowing the seeds of Jesus in the hearts of these kids and reaching out and getting them to reach out and help other people and do things. But at the same time, it was like God was giving us this blessing as we were coming up to leaving, of seeing things that had happened from the school. And it was just so special last year. It was like blessing upon blessing, but we were very conscious that we were being blessed to still be a blessing to others. It wasn't just to share with others the blessings. And it's been amazing. The girl on the left there was the first pupil with special needs to go right the way through school. And we had to do a pilot program with the Ministry of Education to give her special courses and things to help her get through. And she's now working with special needs kids and doing a fantastic job. And it's so lovely to see. She put a photograph up on Facebook this week and she was doing X-Fit or something. Yeah, amazing. But I love the phrase, the bumblebee can fly, because the bumblebee shouldn't be able to fly. It's totally unaerodynamic, but it can fly. And God makes the bumblebees fly, and God makes these kids find the one thing that they can do, and they can do it. The lad on the left is actually the son of one of the original Fray Bentos kids. And he was one of these kids that was never in the classroom. You know, every time I walked out of the office, Seb, what are you doing? I'm just going to class. Get in there. And they put up a poster one day saying, we need sailors. Come and have a go. So he decided he'd go and have a go. He won the regatta. He'd never sailed before in his life. And he went on and on from there. And in July, he was in Poland sailing in the World Youth Championships representing Paraguay and South America. It was incredible. And it's just been so lovely to see some of these kids do things that people were ready to give up on. The ex-pupils have finally organised themselves into an association. They would meet and play football, and they'd have teas together every month. They are noticeable by the way they stay friends. They're together for like 15 years in school, from 3-year-olds to 18-year-olds. And they form such strong bonds that they're like brothers and sisters to each other when they leave, not like classmates. And so they're always meeting up, but they finally got themselves organised and made a proper association of ex-pupils. And they had this dinner that was partly to say a farewell to us, which was lovely, and also it was to recognise Marito and his government, because Marito had chosen a lot of ex-pupils to be his ministers, because he said, I can trust them to be honest. I want people that are going to be honest to work with me. And his other ministers he's chosen, interestingly enough, are Christians from other churches as well. So there's a very strong Christian influence in the government in Paraguay at the moment, and we've just got to pray that it really does do well, because it could really be fantastic for the country. If God can really use this government to do great things, it would be fantastic. The guy here is the president of the CONMEBOL, which is like UEFA of South America. And he's also a vice president of FIFA. And this guy is the president. And then this one are all ministers working in the government with him. And they gave them all this poster, and it was actually the school hymn. And the school hymn has the words, may our hands use well the knowledge that we gain. May our minds... Oh, I've got it in the bubble. But it's all about your hands using well the knowledge that you've gained, doing the things that you've learnt, but with Christ first. And that's what we want. And we want these people to shine for Jesus. But they can do fantastic things for Paraguay. They really can. Interesting, the first thing they did was say, we've got to find something to support social work. And they chose, in the end, the church has a little foster home for kids waiting adoption. And it's fantastic to see some of these kids that were in this little home that had either had no parents, they were taken away from their families because of drugs and things. There were kids that had been used on the street for begging. Some have had a really, they've been abused, all sorts of things. And then you see them taken off into a new family and a new start. And like two we know of that were people from church. And two of the kids now are living in Hawaii. One little girl was actually in our school. And she went off to the States with a scholarship to play golf. And God can do such amazing things in these little lives. And it's a Christian home, and they're given the most loving start they possibly can. And they go to our annex school when they reach school age as well. So they get a Christian education too until they get ready to leave. They did this food fair. They had over 1,000 people there. And they raised enough funds to support the little home for nearly a year. And then they were going to do other things to make it the whole year. So they want to take that on as their thing to keep the home going. And when we left, they moved the home into our old house because it was a schoolhouse. So they're actually in our house now. So it was rather nice. Two of them have been producing hands on 3D printers. They've won prizes at MIT and all these big places for youth with initiatives. And they've got more funding. So now they've gone on to legs and feet as well. And they said, our hands are not going to look like real hands, so we make them fun hands for kids especially. And they do them in bright colours and they put Spider-Man on them and all sorts of things. And give them with a present. So the little girls get bright pink Barbies and a Barbie doll. And the boys get whichever thing. They came to school and were doing it. And they were showing this hand with Wolverine on it. And how it moved and how you could use it. And all the little kids around us, because we're near the first grade, the little ones, and they're all going, looking at each other, it's lovely. It's called Po, Paraguay. Po is the Guarani for hand. So it's hands in Paraguay. But they did really well. The kids have got every opportunity. They're typical kids when they're in school. You're fighting with them to do the homework and all the rest of it. Just typical teenage kids. But when they leave, they seem to some of them take on whole new life. You're thinking, what happened to you? You never studied like that in school. But they do really well when they get to university. And some of them have been winning scholarships. These two won scholarships to come to England. There are two others who are in England as well who won the national scholarships from the Paraguayan government ones. But one of these is at Cambridge, Ollie. And he thinks he's in Harry Potter land. He just keeps sending me pictures of these amazing ceilings and he just feels like he's on the movie set, you know. But yesterday, I got a message from him. Look, miss! And it was his letter saying that he'd won his master's degree. So he was so chuffed. And he's going to stay for a few months doing work experience. And the other lad is in London. He's been doing his. I've not heard if he's finished yet, but Ollie had finished. And Ollie became a polo rider. Never played polo before. He'd ridden horses, but never played polo. And he suddenly sends his picture. We beat Oxford. Where on earth did he get that from? Others around the world. Lots go to the States, because that's nearby. But these two have gone to Taiwan. The Taiwanese embassy were offering scholarships for 5 years. The first year you learn Chinese, and then you go to university as a Chinese person. He actually came top of the class in Chinese. How can you do it? I don't know how he did it. But he says, just think, I'm going to go back. I've got a degree in electronic engineering from Taiwan. I know people in Taiwan. Everybody's going to want me for a job because they're going to want all my connections and my Chinese. He says, I'm going to be absolutely made. And this girl's going to do medical engineering and biological engineering, all that sort of thing mixed in. Incredible. She's just done her first year learning Chinese and she's been accepted for one of the really good universities in Taiwan. And then since August, we've got the president among our ex-pupils. And we were privileged, that really was a cherry on the cake, going to the installment of the new president. And he sent us the invitation, so we were actually sat with this huge group of ex-pupils. And it's like this great big St. Andrew's convention in the middle of all these thousands and thousands of dignitaries and people there. It was freezing cold. It was 7 o'clock in the morning by the river. Oh. And it said, ladies must wear short. So you couldn't go in trousers, you had to go and buy a skirt because I didn't possess a skirt, you know. I had to go and buy skirts to go to this thing. But it was absolutely amazing. But even through all of that, the ethos of the school remains the same, and that's Jesus first. That the kids get to know Jesus as their friend, their saviour, and their Lord. The Lord's the hard part. Getting them to actually really commit themselves to following him. That is hard. But we do lots of Bible studies, assemblies, camps, retreats. They've just had their retreats last week and had a fantastic time, they said. It was really good. But all looking at ways of reaching out to these kids and in turn getting them to reach out to other people. We take them to the charcoal, doing jobs, digging latrines, building wells, whatever's required, painting schools, anything that ties them out. But getting them out there to see what they can do to help their country. And we're beginning to see some of the ex-pupils like the Poe doing the hands and other things doing that. Most of the parents tell us they want the Christian side because they see their kids stand out in the crowd. When they go to parties and things, it's never the San Andres ones causing trouble there at all. They always recognise them as trying to be good. But it's not easy. And many of them are ex-pupils, and they want their kids to have the same experience that they had. They want them to enjoy the same education, but the love. We like to think that our kids know that they're loved, whatever else. They know that we love them and that God loves them. And that's what we want them to go out and share in the world. And this year it was great. The first grandchild started. His granny was left the year I started in Paraguay. So that was the first one. And this guy is Carlos de la Silveira, who's the new head of the school. So please pray for him. Not an easy job after we've been there for so long. We were like the dinosaurs that still knew of the first bit. We hadn't been there at the very beginning, but we knew those people and could share the story. Whereas now, all of a sudden, everyone was scared because the dinosaurs were going and what was going to happen to the past. Because you're not going to forget the past, although you want to move on to the future. Because that's what made the school what it was. So we really want to say thank you. We've had a great privilege. We've had a wonderful adventure. We've had so many amazing blessings. It's been fantastic. It really has. And we've been to places we'd have never been to otherwise. Iguazu Falls. Whoa. We stood there one day and Gwen says, and they say, we committed professional suicide coming out here. We're the ones standing here looking at this. But when else would you paint with an empty paint pot? It wouldn't happen here because you just go and buy another paint pot. But you're in the middle of the charcoal. You haven't got any more paint. You haven't got a shop to go and buy it in. You have to keep painting with your empty paint pot. I helped paint. In fact, I did most of it. The kids didn't believe me. All of this end of that door with that paint pot. We've seen a little bag of lollipops that big. And the girls said to me, should we give them out? Because there were about 20 children there. So I said, yeah, you'd be okay, give them out. In the Indian children, they can smell a lollipop from 10 kilometres. And there's 20, and more came, and more came. And the girl with the bag's going, babe, just keep going. So, good, good. By the time she finished, she must have given them, we reckon it was 60-something kids, and there were enough lollipops for them to have a lollipop as well. I'll leave you to do the arithmetic. God who does it. And even now, we feel extremely blessed. This is our house in Thornton Cleveland. We came home with nothing. We had two suitcases and 3 cubic meters still to arrive, which arrived about 3 weeks ago. And my sister-in-law was looking for a house for us. And she was looking in this area because we thought after living in the center of South America, we'd like to be nearer to the sea. And a friend had offered us a house in this area, but there were people in it and we didn't want him to throw them out so we could go there. But we thought, we'll look in that area. And my sister-in-law was going to take out a second mortgage so that we would be able to have a house because it was the only way we could manage it because we'd no credit rating. We were like aliens in our own land. It was horrible. Trying to prove who you are. We had to just walk around with passports all the time. It was the only identification we got. And it was just so awkward at first. And then my sister-in-law found this house and we spoke to the financial man from Sam's, the original Sam's, England. And they were friends of ours because they'd started at Sam's the same time as Gwen and I. And he said, check your pension because your Sam's pension. And we said, well, it's not that much. He said, you ask them what you will get. You know, you get this 25% tax-free. And when they wrote back, mine was exactly half the price of the house. And Gwen's was a little bit more because she'd done a couple of years longer than me. It was unbelievable. We own a house. And we've no mortgage. We don't owe anybody. We've got a house. We can't believe it. We sit there some days going, do you realize this is really ours? You know? But God's blessing. We knew we would get somewhere to live because everybody coming back had got places to live. It never happened that somebody was left. But we didn't know how it would work. And we've got a little house. It's great. The little garden that we're trying to paint the fence off. It's not very easy in this weather. It's half done. But we'll get there one day. So we've been busy painting inside it. That was how we arrived. Two garden chairs. Three little tables that Gwen's niece had given us, a little stool that I brought back in my suitcase that we'd had in Paraguay, and our bags. But we are now set up. We've stripped the walls, we've been painting and getting ourselves sorted out. And of course, being us, we had to get the cat and the dog, didn't we? So, Izzy and Smudge. Izzy's the puppy and Smudge is the kitten. They look so sweet. Don't believe it. That one is teeth on legs. And the other one is just mad. She can be so sweet and cuddly, but when the two of them get anywhere near each other, they just want to play, fight. But they are very good. And Izzy gets us out every day, even in the rain. So they're great. They make our home. So the verse we really want to leave is this one. I thank my God every time I remember you, because you're of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And it really has literally been like that, hasn't it? From the first time I came home, I came to this church, my first visit back to England. And, you know, you've been with me throughout the 34 years that I was out there. And really, we just want to say thank you. It's been fantastic. And we feel very blessed by it all. Thank you.
I think it'd be good as we close to pray for Mags and Gwen and give thanks for everything. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for Mags and all that she's shared with us over those 30 plus years serving you in Paraguay. Thank you for all that she has been doing and the way that you have used her and Gwen to serve in the school there to introduce those children and young people to the Lord Jesus. We thank you for that wonderful blessing of seeing the fruit come about. Lord, we long to see the fruit of the seeds that we plant in many ways, and we thank you so much for allowing that for Mags and Gwen to see. And we also pray for this school as it continues, for the new head, Carlos, and those he has around him. Lord, that you would continue to use that school to send Christians out into the world, Christians who will be influencers and decision makers, Christians who will stand up for you, not be ashamed of you in the workplace. And so, Lord, we pray that you would continue to bless Mags and Gwen as they try and settle into life in the UK. Must be so difficult to return in many ways. And so, Lord, I pray that, we thank you for that wonderful provision of the home, of friends around them. And, Lord, we pray that you would help them as they sort of take their next steps on their journey with you. Lord, please would you guide them and show them what they should be doing to serve you next. You have entrusted them with the gospel, and so we pray that they would not be ashamed to live lives for you and for the Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.